WTIC News Update.
Death on the football field causes concern. Police are looking for suspects in Bristol for a stabbing and strong words from the British Prime Minister after another beheading. 60 degrees and raining at 2:30. I'm Ann Carrick, WTIC 1080 News. Head injuries in football. The national conversation continues after yet another young player dies. Three high school players in as many weeks, one on Long Island, have died from the effects of head injuries on the gridiron. Last weekend, there was a national outcry when the University of Michigan quarterback went back into the game after a crushing hit which appeared to knock him off his feet. The university's director of neurosports program, Dr. Jeffrey Kutcher, says a true concussion evaluation is not based on outward appearance alone.
Diagnosis of concussion is something that is quite difficult at times, and sometimes it's very easy. I will say, without question, that watching a hit on a video and seeing a neurologic symptom should always lead to a concussion evaluation, but does not always lead to a concussion diagnosis.
Dr. Kutcher was a guest this morning on Healthy Rounds with Dr. Anthony Alessi here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Stabbed in the back, police now are looking for suspects from the incident in Bristol early this morning. WTIC's John Silva explains.
The man was stabbed overnight after police say there was some type of altercation a little after 1 in the morning. Anyone with any information is asked to get in touch with the Bristol PD. I'm John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Enfield's police chief says Officer Matthew Worden was dismissed, fired, due to events surrounding the arrest of 25-year-old Mark Mayer after an investigation into accusations of excessive force during an arrest in April. A police cruiser video shows the three police officers forcing Mayer to the ground and Worden punching him as he was pinned down. Strong words for ISIS coming from the British Prime Minister David Cameron after the fourth killing in 6 weeks, this one apparently of British aid worker Alan Henning.
Anyone in any doubt about this organisation can now see how truly repulsive it is and barbaric it is as an organisation.
Muslim leaders across Britain are urging worshippers worldwide to pray for Henning and peace in the Middle East as they celebrate Islam's annual festival of sacrifice. The Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur overlaps with that Muslim festival this year. Hartford Seminary Library Director Stephen Blackburn says the two religions share many stories.
What it sometimes comes down to is that a story is, the same story is told in a different tradition, and people can come away with different morals learned.
The Jewish Day of Atonement ends today as the Muslim festival of sacrifice begins. And a litter of Yorkie puppies were rescued in Long Island after neighbors called police to report distressed animals. Officials pulled up the floorboards of a shed and found the litter hiding underneath, six puppies with two adults. It's 2:33, 60 degrees and raining. We'll be right back for traffic and weather here on WTIC 1080 News.
If you're a football fan, CBS Sunday.
Taking a look on the roadways, we have two reports of accidents which should be cleared up any minute now. One is in Hartford, southbound on Route 15 between 90 and 86. The right lane is closed. And in Stamford, down County 95 northbound between 8 and 9, the right lane closed there as well. Both of those expected to be cleaned up any minute now. Let's head over to the Fox Connecticut Weather Center and the full forecast with meteorologist Sam Sampieri.
Through midday in the afternoon hours, we'll continue to have scattered showers with a heavier band of rain moving in the next few hours. Towards the late afternoon into the evening hours, the chance for a rumble of thunder. Gusty winds, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tonight, showers come to an end, partial clearing, lows in the 40s by Sunday morning. For your Sunday is the pick of the weekend, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, cool, 58 to 63. Sunday night and early morning, clear and cold, scattered frost possible, temperatures in the 30s to lower 40s across Connecticut. And Monday looks beautiful, mostly sunny and pleasant, mid-60s. Have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Sam Sampieri from the WTIC Fox Connecticut Weather Center.
Right now, 60 degrees and raining relatively heavily at 2:36. I'm Ann Carrick, WTIC 1080 News.